It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America needs a change. America needs a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, lover of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. So delighted to have you praying with me here today on this 23rd day of December. Christmas is almost here, and many people are around about getting ready for Christmas Eve, getting ready for Christmas Day. Many churches having Christmas Eve services on Wednesday night, and but we're here praying, and we're going to keep praying 24 hours a day. Anywhere, anytime, around the globe, around the clock, we're praying here on BPN Radio. Thank you so much for joining me every day. Dale Gentry here. We need to see a change in America. We must see a change. There's so much going on. We're going to pray today. Delighted to have with me on the broadcast today one of my spiritual sons, Lawrence Neeson, who will be talking about temptation. And he'll be talking about accountability, and I'm sure that you will want to be a part of this radio broadcast. And with pornography increasing, expanding, I was reading one article lately that pornography is replacing the desire among young men for marriage, according to a new study that finds males are chasing low-cost sexual gratification on the web over a wife and family. Unbelievably, but traditionally, one of the reasons to enter into a marriage was sexual gratification, but its options for sexual gratification outside of marriage have grown. The need for a marriage to serve this function is diminishing, the report that I was reading said. The study also said that A survey was made by a group called Morality in Media that pornography is a marriage killer, and thus it has monumental negative ramifications for society's future. And the article said that research has shown for some time that porn use in marriage destroys the marital bond. But now we can see that porn use destroys even the desire to get married, according to this report. Researchers analyzed data from 1,512 surveys completed by American men ages 18 to 35. They found that porn use makes marriage unappealing. The study is titled, "Are Pornography and Marriage Substitutes for Young Men?" Wow. So, Father, we just pray in Jesus' name for the war on Christianity, the war on marriage, the war on the family. And Lord, we're going to have Lawrence Neeson on talking about this and how we can counteract or counterattack this incredible weapon that has been formed against particularly our young men in this nation. Father, we pray for today's broadcast here on BPN Radio. Thank you for people that are praying with us all across America and around the world here on this hour of power, praying for a change, praying for a million people to be a part of Breakout Prayer Network to help us pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Lord, give us a million people. Give us 1,000 prayer centers with 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities in America so that we can have a turnabout, so that we can see a change from the realm of the natural into the realm of the supernatural. God, we pray in the name of Jesus we come. By the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters, and we commit this next hour to you, praying the will of God be done in this prayer broadcast as we set ourselves in agreement. We're not just listening to a broadcast. We are praying around the clock, 24/7. Prayer is going up for revival in this nation. And Lord, we know that according to Deuteronomy 32 and 30, that one will put 1,000 to flight and two will put 10,000 to flight. According to those statistics, 100,000 will be put to flight by three people, four, a million, 10, a trillion, 16, a sextillion, 35, a dodecacillion. 99 will put a Google flight. That's one with 1,000 zeros behind it. 199 to buy Google, 299 to try Google, and 999 people agreeing together will put a Googleplex to flight. We are a force in the earth when we pray. And we will pray because we have heard the call to pray, for private prayer, to spend time with the Holy Spirit, private prayer, getting to know God, getting to know what He wants us to do, and also public or congregational or corporate prayer, which was the example of the principle that was set in Acts chapter 2 when the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all in one accord, one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. God, fill us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your Spirit. May we be firebrands. May we be firebrands. We're willing to stand and be counted, willing to pray, knowing that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You said, Lord, that you would hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. We not only repent of our sins today, but we repent for the sins of our nation, the perversion that is going on in our land. The normal use of the woman being perverted, the normal use of the man being perverted. We're at a place in our society that we have never been. We have lost our moral compass. We're calling good evil and evil good. I pray, oh God, there would be a spiritual awakening, and that awakening will not only be people seeking after you and an outpouring of your Holy Spirit, but people will be awakened to the fact of where we are in this nation and how we have had a moral downfall. God help us, we pray. We repent for the sins of the flesh. We also repent for our idolatry, our greed, our selfishness. We repent for taking prayer out of our schools, prayer out of the homes, and even prayer out of the church, where the church no longer prays, except maybe for an invocation or benediction. Prayer out of the public school system. We no longer can pray before the ball game. We have a moment of silence, but there was no moment of silence after 9/11. People were praying openly, weeping, asking God to help them. But once again, we have fallen to this abyss of neglect and turning away from God. And we have become a nation of many, many gods. And the name of Jesus cannot be mentioned in our nation. There's a war on Christianity today, and we are under attack. Even our policemen and police women are under attack. And there's a nationwide protest against police brutality. And we know that there are a few bad apples in every bushel, in every basket. But Lord, we know that there are men and women out there that are risking their lives. They have dedicated their lives. But we know that these nationwide protests that have been given front page attention and television programs that have been televised all across the land are now demonizing police. And cops in general have become bad guys. And now we have reports that onlookers were clapping and laughing after the execution-style murder of those two Brooklyn cops. Those anti-police sentiments cannot be denied. More and more policemen are fearing for their lives as they go about enforcing the law, doing their jobs, as protesters have even thrown rocks and explosives at them. I was horrified when I watched Ferguson, Missouri being burned to the ground with police standing helplessly by. That's what I prophesied years ago, that we'd come to a place in America where our cities would be on fire. Police would be standing by, seemingly helpless, hopeless, while the city was burned down, while the police were made the victims. Blame for it all. National Guard standing by, but did not intervene and stop a few people from burning and robbing and looting. Where have we gone as a nation? When we have no more police protection, ladies and gentlemen, we will be a chaotic nation, a city out of control. Never before has there been a time when we need to support our local police officers and our county sheriffs more than now, writing them letters of appreciation and praying for them. Just 1 week ago, protesters marching in New York were chanting, "What do we want? Dead cops. What do we want? When do we want them? Now." And now, 1 week later, New York Police Department officers Lou and Ramos have been gunned down in their police vehicles, execution style, by an individual who bragged on Instagram that he was exacting revenge for Michael Brown, Eric Garner. And the protesters were laughing and clapping as these two officers were shot down in their car, just having a lunch and protecting the city of Brooklyn, New York. Father, we pray for police officers all across America today whose lives are at risk, and they've become the bad guys. And Father, we know that where there is no longer law and order in a nation, in a city, chaos reigns. We pray for the families of these two men doing their job in New York City and Brooklyn, Officer Lou and Officer Ramos. And we pray for their families today that you comfort them in Jesus' name. Would you help me pray right now? Father, we agree for policemen, all and policewomen, law enforcement officers all across America. In Jesus' name, would you pray that God would protect your city? We know that Satan wants to take charge of this nation, and his evil plan is to do it one city at a time. Would you pray for your city right now? Just take a few moments. Father, I pray for my city of Austin, Texas, my county, Hayes County, and my sheriff, Gary Cutler. And may we not be remiss in letting our police officers, our law enforcement officers, particularly our county sheriffs, is the last elected law enforcement official in America, and the others are appointed. And let's let them know that we love and appreciate them and are thankful for the job that they're doing, that we are praying for them. And I know there's a way that you can contact them and let them know. And Father, we pray for the city of Brooklyn, New York. We pray for Brooklyn, where these two law enforcement officers have been gunned down. We pray today for the city of Brooklyn, New York. We pray for the New York City area. We pray for the law enforcement officers in Washington, D.C. And we have cities all across America that are represented here on BPN, on the Breakout Prayer Network. And I'm going to name some of these cities. We're going to pray for some cities. In addition to you praying for your own city, we're going to pray for some other cities. And I want you, as I call these names, to just join me. Cities that are praying, a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. That means there's somebody, one or more, in this city that is praying with me here on Breakout Prayer Network, here on BPN Radio. So we pray for Brooklyn, New York. There's somebody in Brooklyn that is praying with us here, and we agree now for Brooklyn, New York. We speak peace over that city and the entire New York City area. We bind the powers of darkness that are coming against that city. In Jesus' name, we pray for Corning, New York. We pray for Moravia, New York. And we pray for Nevada. We pray for Wappinger Falls, New York, and Las Vegas, Nevada. We pray for Wethersfield, Vermont. We pray for Chesapeake, Virginia. And we pray for Hayes, Virginia. And we pray for Belmont, North Carolina. We pray for Cornelius, North Carolina, and Franklin, North Carolina, as well as Olympia, Washington, and Spokane, Washington. We pray today for Moundsville, West Virginia. And we pray today for Appleton, Michigan, and New Bern, North Carolina. People praying with us across America, around the world. We pray for Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We pray for Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, as well as Marshfield, Wisconsin, today. Here on this Tuesday on BPN Radio. We pray today for Yorktown Heights, New York. Give a shout out to our friends there. We've ministered there on several occasions. We pray today in Jesus' name for Wiley, Texas, and Santa Fe, New Mexico. We pray today for Roswell, New Mexico, and West Columbia, Texas, and Weatherford, Texas, and Tottawa, New Jersey, Wayne, New Jersey, Tomball, Texas, and Sugarland, Texas. We pray today for Kearney, Nebraska. And we pray for Miles City, Montana, as well as Shiner, Texas, and St. Leon, Texas, Mansfield, Missouri, and Lee Summit, Missouri. And we pray in Jesus' name for Kansas City, Missouri, and Joplin, Missouri, as well as Forsyth, Missouri. We pray for Ferguson, Missouri today. We pray for Pearl, Mississippi, as well as Biloxi, Mississippi. We pray for Pasadena, Texas, and Odessa, Texas, and Brighton, Michigan. We pray today for Gorham, Maine, and Bridgetown, Maine, in Jesus' name. We pray for Winfield, Louisiana, and we pray today for Denham Springs, Louisiana, as well as Alexandria, Louisiana. We pray today for Madisonville, Kentucky, and Groves, Texas. We pray for Scott City, Kansas. We pray for cities all across America that are under attack, Seymour, Indiana, as well as Elgin, Texas, and Lansing, Illinois. Father, we pray for cities all across America. For the peace of the city, and your word says if we need to pray for the peace of our city, because in the peace of our city, we're going to find peace. So we thank you for it today. We pray for revival in America. Here's Martin Smith. We're going to talk about Emmanuel, then Lawrence Neeson will be on the phone with us. Emmanuel, it's Christmas time. God with us. Well, I'm delighted to have with me today here on BPN Radio, one of my spiritual sons, Lawrence Neeson, who is the lead pastor of Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City. And Lawrence is a motivational speaker in leadership, business forums, serves as an elder in various churches and nonprofit organizations. And he speaks nationally and internationally, seeking to equip the church to be a relevant voice of prophetic influence in local, national, and global community. Lawrence, it's a delight to have you on BPN Radio today. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And I've known you for a long, long time, and I'm thankful for my relationship with you. And one of the things that I have discerned and noticed about you and comprehended about you is that you are a man of accountability. And I know that we have a major problem, particularly among men in America, as far as temptation's concerned. You know, Jesus said, "Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from the evil one." So there are a lot of temptations going on. And one of the most remarkable ways to be able to lead a pure life, a clean life, I believe, is to have some accountability. So I know that you make yourself accountable to other men on a weekly basis concerning pornography, concerning other areas of your life, and you've been doing that for a long, long time. I really admire that. Talk to us a little bit about what men are going through and why there's a lack of accountability and how you came into believing that God wanted you to be an accountable young man. So just talk to us today.
Well, I think it's very easy to get sifted into cultural ideology and kind of lose track of biblical theology in all of what we're trying to accomplish as church leaders and really more importantly as Christians. And independence and, you know, being a self-made man and do my thing and succeed and all of those types of things inundate us. And if we're not careful, it kind of causes us to isolate ourselves. And you know, I just think in our society, we are very overcommitted and underconnected, and we're created in the image of community God. You know, God is a Trinity. So community is rooted in His very nature, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this community of love, communication, affection, and respect. And I guess in the course of time, I started to evaluate for my own life, watching and seeing a number of ministry leaders that I respected fail morally. And just, you know, for me personally and for my wife and for my two daughters, I wanted to do anything I could to try and make sure, you know, I'm giving it my best to be guarded, be protected. And I think it's important that all of us understand, and I don't want to try and stand up and be the ultimate example in any of this, because I've got my weaknesses in all of it. But, you know, Jesus is that example. And His example from the Trinity expression of who God is that of community. So that's what really kind of gave birth to that in my own life. We've, in our church family, have worked with other pastors that have been going through the process of restoration for moral failures. And I've been able to be a pastor to those individuals over the years and sit down with them, their wives, in these cases, they were men, and it was their wives joining in to try and work through, and I would sit down with their counselors and try and contribute anything I could and be a pastoral covering and voice to them. And I would always just ask, what was it that really led to the downfall? How can I avoid this, and how can I help others avoid this? And I gained a lot just trying to learn as I listened to those individuals speak about their journey and what they were walking through. And those individuals, by the way, are now pastoring churches and back in the ministry, which I think just speaks of the wonderful grace of God.
So how did you come to start sending two or three men your accountability report every week? How did you develop that? When did that start, and how did that come about?
I had some individuals that were asking me for help in some specific areas of their lives. And that was a rhythm that I established to try and help them and offer some assistance, where every week they were reporting. And, you know, it's a pretty simple report. Of course, you're one of my three men that gets this every week. But for the sake of your audience, it's a really simple progression of you answer on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 specific questions. And the number one thing that I start with, how are you doing? 1 to 10. And you write that down. And of course, at the bottom of the column, I have a total so that I can see, because various pastors and all of our staff now send this to me. And I can kind of take a quick look as soon as I get someone's email and see what their score is for the week. But I ask the second thing, how is your family doing, 1 to 10? How is your ministry doing, 1 to 10? And then an important element for us just personally, spiritually, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you experiencing God's presence in your quiet time? You know, it's easy to do the religious thing, but how are you really sitting with the author and not just reading the book?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've got 10 progressive questions here, and I just was trying to help others and realize, wow, this is a great tool for them to report to somebody that they knew cared for them, loved them, watched for them, prayed for them. And I wanted to get in on that myself, just to be accountable and to help me grow right spiritually.
Well, I think it's a very good report. And of course, I read those reports almost every week, if not every week. And so then you also have what maybe are some of the other questions can you remember that you put on that information sheet?
Yeah. And in fact, I will post this today for anybody who's interested. If you want to go to my Twitter account, it's Pastor Dude, and I will post this, and then they can actually access this online if they'd like to see it. But I'll go ahead and read every one of these questions. After God's presence in your quiet time, then on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate your fun family time? I think in ministry as a pastor, it's easy to lose sight of something very important. I want my kids to feel like home is a blast.
Yeah.
So that was an important component. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate your romantic life? Of course, for men, this is specifically your sex life. For women, it's a little different angle of how they're being emotionally cared for. But on a scale of 1 to 10, where is that? Then I go on, how are you doing at learning, growing, and helping your team to do the same? How are you doing at reaching into other people's lives on purpose, just bringing in others' focus? How has your household done in connecting personally with others? And then finally, rank your overall ministry this past week on a scale of 1 to 10. Then those 10 total at the bottom, and that gives a kind of a ranking for the week of how you did. Some weeks are good, some weeks are bad. You just keep progressing along. Of course, there are a few of the questions on the bottom, one which you mentioned, and it's specifically asked, have you exposed yourself to any illicit material over the past weeks? And those are 5 yes-no questions that it just helps me to know that I'm answering those questions week after week, just to keep my mind where my mind needs to be, because every one of us are capable of going off the rails if we're not careful.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going to post those, and what is your what is the contact information there again?
It'll be on my Twitter account, Pastor Dude, and that will also hit my Facebook and Instagram. If you just Google search Pastor Dude, I'll pop up on those. And my website for the books I've written is pastordude.com, so I've stayed consistent with my theme here.
Okay. Well, in just a few moments, I want you to pray for men that are struggling in this area. Temptation is certainly prevalent across our land. It's increasing. It's expanding. And I know there's a lot of pressures there. A lot of men are falling. You know, for many years, I carried in my Bible a little card that said the 10 consequences of me falling into immorality or adultery. And I kept those in my Bible because there are consequences. And so I think it's something that we all need to be alert to. And so I'm going to have you to pray for men today, particularly. And I also want to talk a little bit about, before you pray that prayer, Lawrence, I want you to talk a little bit about your new book, 180 Degree Turnaround, and From Merely Existing to Truly Living. And I know that Jesus said that we need to really live life, and a lot of people aren't doing that. So maybe just briefly address that.
Sure. There are actually two books. You gave the caption to my newest one, which is entitled Deeper, More Meaningful Life. And the first book that I wrote on change was 180-degree turnaround, and it speaks of how change is a process, not an event. And many times we're looking for some big event to transform our lives, but you know, salvation is when we meet Jesus, and lordship is what we do for our entire lives, trying to become a disciple. And I give a progression of that change, how thoughts lead to ideas, ideas lead to attitudes, attitude produces this atmosphere of our lives, atmosphere produces climate, climate produces culture. And that's the progression of the chapters in that book on change. And I think we have to work all the way, pare it all down, if we're going to change the culture of our lives, to change the thoughts that produce that. Then the other book deals with deeper, more meaningful life, and that's moving from merely existing to truly living, and you know, not just having a marriage, but truly making a marriage work. And you know, I date my wife every week. You mentioned the card you have in your Bible. That's been a lot of inspiration in my life over the years. And you've also mentioned dating Jean, spending time with her. That was an inspiration to me to make sure I wanted to date my wife as my girls were growing up, especially as young children. I would date them, go out on daddy-daughter dates, and just did a bunch of different things that I've written in that book, practical things for enrichment, you know, not merely just existing, but truly living, exploring everything that we can in every moment of our lives. And I think many times we just race through life and we really don't take the time to give any consideration to how we're investing in the lives around us. But that's where the blessing comes, when we start trying to decorate other people's lives in a sense. And it's more blessed to give than to receive, and it just comes back in our lives. So just a lot of practical things I did with my girls growing up. They're still young, they're in their teens, but as little kids we did different things, little projects, how to turn a walk into something fun. You know, we just would, everybody would write down one item that we were going to look for on the walk, and then we'd go for the walk and turn it into a scavenger hunt. So just,
that's great.
You know, we all need mentoring and ideas.
Yeah. Well, I know that you have certainly applied yourself to some principles that God has established in your heart. And I know that you have, over the years that I've watched you, been in relationship with you for many years, and you were actually here in America my very first spiritual son. And so I made the journey with you, and I'm very proud of what I've seen. Even you pastoring the church that I pastored in Oklahoma City years ago. And I know that you have not been one that has been willing to settle for mediocrity. And I know that there are many things that can sidetrack us or hinder us from becoming what God wants us to be. And but I know that you have certainly applied yourself, and I'm thankful that you put these principles and experiences down on paper in these two books. And how can people get the two books?
If they just go to pastordude.com, there'll be various ordering options on there. You can buy an ebook or order them from Amazon or from my publisher, either way. But that's pastordude.com, and that information will be there.
PastorDude.com, D-U-D-E. That's great, PastorDude.com, and they can make connections there with you. Well, I'm really thankful to have you on the broadcast today, and I want you to pray. It's just in my spirit to pray for these young men that may be struggling in different areas of their life. They want their lives to count, and I just want you to pray however the Holy Spirit leads and guides and directs you today, and I'll set myself in agreement with you.
Amen. Well, Lord, we just come together and admit first and foremost that all of us desperately need you. We are hopelessly lost without you. And we know that when you begin to teach in beatitude format, the first thing that you began to declare for us, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. And the blessing first comes when we recognize our desperate need for you and our desperate need for your family. And I thank you that you're a family God, you're a father, and you're trying to draw us into a place of community. We know that when we focus on our strengths, that it just breeds competition. But when we learn to focus on our weakness, it really does breed community. Something healthy and wholesome is born when we're willing to be vulnerable with each other. And I pray, Lord, for everyone listening right now, for just hearts to be open, minds to be inclined in a certain direction, somebody they can contact who they can truly trust, just to begin to get vulnerable about areas in their lives so that there can be healing. Your word says that when we confess our faults one to another and we pray for each other, that we will be healed. There's something of healing that takes place when we're willing to be transparent. And so give us wisdom to walk that out, that we would defeat the enemy and enter in to the place of risen victory of Christ that is readily available for every one of us when we walk out your will, your plan, and your purpose. I thank you for Dale and Jean and their ministry to encourage us all to be more prayerful in our pursuit. And may we learn what that is, Lord, to walk in great conversation with you through your word, through your presence, and through your people in a place of great community. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen.
I set myself in agreement there with you, Lawrence. Lawrence Neeson on the broadcast today, the lead pastor of Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I do know that Lawrence is in demand as a speaker, not only nationally, but internationally, particularly the United Kingdom and other places. And I know that your schedule is limited, but if a pastor or a group would like to get in contact with you, is it still pastordude.com?
Yes, that would be the best way.
Okay, you're a great speaker, and I know that you help people all along the way. So very thankful to have you here on the broadcast today. And I'm so thankful that we have a hope that makes not a shame. I'm thankful for my relationship with you, and you know that I believe in relationships. And so I want you to greet your wife, Tracy, and my spiritual granddaughters, Faith and Lexi. And you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. I love you so much.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, it's been great to have Lawrence Neeson on today. You're on VPN Radio. And, wow. So if you want to contact him, just go to PastorDude.com. PastorDude, D-U-D-E, PastorDude.com. And, well, you're listening to VPN Radio. So delighted to have you on here today. Dale Gentry on your 24-hour internet prayer station. And if you'd like to make a contribution to this ministry, Breakout Prayer Network, to help us here with what God has called us to do, you can just go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you can go down to the bottom of the page. There's a donate button there that you can click. You can use your PayPal. You can use your credit card. Or you can make out a check, a tax-deductible check to BPN. And so delighted to have you a part of what this ministry. And I've been a prayer leader in America since 1966. I've been in ministry 48 years, been married 53 years to Chloe Jean Gentry. And I've been a prayer leader and a prophetic voice across America since 1985. And so we are praying, and I've been spending many years calling America to pray. And the Holy Spirit has never told me to stop, because I know there is hope. There is hope for this nation. There is hope for this land. And so I'm so thankful here in this Christmas season that you're praying with me. And I want to pray for you right now. If I could just spend just a few moments praying. We're going to close out with a Christmas song since it's almost Christmas. And we have a special broadcast lined up for tomorrow, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day. And I trust that you will stay tuned here to TuneIn Radio and to BPN Radio. If you have a prayer request, remember that you can go to BPN Radio and go down toward the bottom of the page, double-click. You can put in your name and your prayer request. It will go immediately to Cheryl Ortiz, who is our National Prayer Coordinator. We had her on yesterday. And or day before yesterday, I guess. So you can send your request in. She will send it out to our national prayer team, who will be agreeing with you in prayer, because we do believe in the power of prayer, and we believe that prayer changes things, and prayer changes people, and prayer changes situations. And so we're just going to pray right now. And Father, I just I pray for individuals that are listening to this broadcast on this Tuesday, December the 23rd. Many people preparing for Christmas. I pray for those who are traveling today that you will keep them safe. I pray for those that are anticipating a wonderful day with their family. Their family is going to come and be with them. I pray that it will be joy to the world. There will be a lot of laughter. Differences will be set aside. And we won't be talking about the weather or talking about politics. We'll be reminiscing former days, former Christmases, and there will be some singing and there will be some laughter. I pray, Lord, that there will be peace in every home come this Christmas, peace in families, in Jesus' name. I pray for people that are going to be alone this Christmas, and they will not be able to go home for Christmas. It just will be, just be in their thoughts or their dreams. But because of health issues or because of financial issues or because of other restrictions, they'll not be able to go and be with their family. I pray for them. There may be a sadness or sorrow there. I pray for them in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are confined in prison. They won't be able to go home. I pray for Saeed Abedini in that Iranian prison. He sits there now for these 2 years and his family away from him. Pray a special prayer for Pastor Saeed Abedini. We've been praying for many months for him. For release from that Iranian prison, I pray, Father God, a special grace upon Pastor Abedini, over his wife and his children, away from their husband and their father. It's an injustice. It's a major injustice. We've got it all wrong in America. We're blaming some police people that are keeping law and order in their city. We're blaming them and justifying a man like Saeed Abedini for being in prison when he sits there for the spread of the gospel. We pray for him in Jesus' name. And I pray for people that are confined to nursing homes or hospitals or to their beds, or they're confined to their work on Christmas Day because they serve the public or have a situation in their factory or wherever it may be. They're not able to be with their family. They're confined there. I pray for them in Jesus' name. And I pray most of all for people that this year there will be somebody missing. And it's going to be, in many ways, bittersweet. Other people will be around them who love them and care for them. But there will be somebody missing. Maybe a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, a sister or brother, whoever it may be, a grandfather, grandmother. I just pray for these people today. I pray, Father God, that you would minister to them. And I pray, Lord, that you would touch them. And I pray that you would encourage them today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the power of your Holy Spirit would work in their lives. In the name of the Lord. I speak a blessing. I speak a blessing today over pastors and Christian leaders as they prepare for their Christmas Eve services tomorrow night. I pray, Lord, that you would bless them. I pray that congregations all across America will remember their pastor to love and their family, to love them in word and in deed. Lord, that they would not only present them some type of gift, monetary gift or some other type of gift, but they would also write a card, a letter, an email, a text, a phone call, whatever it may be, to express appreciation in Jesus' name. And my wife, Jean, and I and our family want to wish each of you a very Merry Christmas and express our love and appreciation to you for our wonderful partners who have invested in our lives and ministry these many years. Jean and I have traveled now after pastoring for a long time. We have now been traveling about 30 years, spreading the good news in this nation, nations of the world, being a voice, a watchman on the wall. And we appreciate those of you that are praying with us, those of you that are partnering with us, those of you that are investing in our lives. We want to say Merry Christmas and thank you so very, very much. Gene and I have good friends in Franklin, Tennessee, Michael W. and Debbie Smith. And we've stayed in their home. And they've been friends of ours now for a number of years. Michael's going to sing a Christmas song. Tomorrow we'll have more Christmas music and be praying. But I just want to say God bless you and thank you for being a part of our lives and ministry. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time, at any time. We'll be right back.
been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.